Welcome in to the Other Football Podcast. October the 30th. It's a Wednesday night. My God, this year has just flown by.
It really has.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm amazed. We've been doing this show for well over a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we haven't killed each other.
Yet.
Yeah.
Well.
Very true.
I mean, we have been
through
many moments.
I'm not sure what the moments. Well was. The three of us are dead. That's not something that's disputable.
Well. Yeah. Not all three of us are dead, but there may or may not be plans in motion if a certain team wins a title.
Yeah.
There are plans.
Oh, it's over, right? I mean, if Liverpool wins a title.
You're dead. Really, yeah.
If you look at it, though, as far as death, I think age, proximity, obviously Chris is the closest.
Yeah.
If you look at soul, interior death, Thomas, I would say, is the closest. If you look at overall health, I'm probably the closest based on my.
Yeah, maybe.
I think all three of these. I think these are all accurate. Right? We're all dying in some way, shape, or form
there's
right now.
Three different Grim Reapers that show up at the same time.
Well, I mean, I hope that
we just get to go to the great football podcast in the sky.
Yeah. Yes. I like
in
it.
In the posh heaven studios that they have up there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
speaking of heaven, Chris. There's like a new glass wall out front.
Yeah,
that was there a week ago when we came to do the show.
That is quick work.
Yeah, they put it up in one day, and it's for the safety and the security of
everyone
can't
here.
Be you.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I just got an alert that apparently Carl Anthony Towns and Joel Embiid got into a fist fight tonight. So
the Chris Childs. Two-piece Kobe. Two-piece to Kobe fame.
Oh, man. That Chris Childs, one of the few players who played for both the Knicks and the Nets.
And one of the few people that, in professional basketball fights, has landed some shots on another player.
Yeah.
Oh, Ron Artest and Steven Jackson.
That shot he got on Kobe.
Young Kobe. Hit him with a couple shots.
Kobe was mouthing off, and Chris Childs said, well, you may be a great player. I don't care.
Yeah.
Boom.
That's how it goes, man.
Hey, you know what? That's why I like hockey. The sport kind of polices itself, and you know, the NBA has kind of gotten
goal by the Devils.
Nothing nice. Shocking there,
and not the Red Devils. Of
wow,
Manchester.
Talk about a game hitting the over 5-5 here with the Lightning.
Yeah.
Speaking of 5-5 score lines,
yeah, we could transition
into that. What the hell?
I didn't know what time it was, but at one of those points, the score was like 3-1 in favor of Arsenal.
Well, Arsenal led by two goals twice. And if you
I
don't know what
honestly,
we're talking about.
I was inches from firing off a text to you just saying anything.
Well, the funny thing is, like, some clubs played their, I want to say their A or B team. Liverpool wheeled out a mix of.
Oh, the average age in that game was like 15.
Yeah, well, they played some guys who would be subs, occasional starters like Naby Keita, James Milner. Almost didn't play.
Exactly, not good.
Naby Keita was a
lineup.
Big, not to dive too deep into Naby Keita.
He was a
big money
signing,
wasn't he?
And he's had a lot of injury problems. But so
sounds like every Everton signing ever.
Yeah. So Liverpool played, I think it's Neco Williams, like Neco Wafers.
Ugh.
We've had that discussion.
Yes,
on this show.
And I think we will have it again later. But
definitely,
I think he's 17. He played, or no, he's 18. They played Siep Vandenberg, who is 17.
We getting the whole starting 11.
No. I'm just saying Harvey Elliott, who is 16, and Ryan Brewster, who is 19. So those are four guys, and then the goalie Kelleher is only 20. So they played a bunch of young guys.
He was a geezer.
Yeah. He's the old guy, right?
20.
Well, I mean, how about James Milner? I don't know how old James Milner is. He's probably
40.
He looks like he's about 40.
Yeah,
and he's out there playing with guys half his age.
I don't like the shtick, I guess, with James Milner, like boring James. I actually think it's stupid. I don't know. I think he's a. Not a funny guy, and they try to make him funny by making him not funny, and it's not funny.
See, I think it's funny because he is the epitome of just the average guy. Like he's not a good looking guy. He's
so you
not,
might
he's,
say that he would be the working class hero.
No, he's not from the mean streets of Scotland like
the
Andy Robertson. I've been to Glasgow. It's a pretty rough place. I would not want to live there. I like the UK a lot, and there's a lot of places I would live in the UK. Glasgow, not one. Definitely not one.
The Bat scored today, too.
He did, in a loss to...
Nevertheless.
Man United, but back to... I want to get to that, but...
I'm never going to be upset to watch Frank Lampard sub off Christian Pulisic, only to watch his replacement allow a goal. You deserve that, Frank.
So the Liverpool game today. I want to get to Pulisic and the Chelsea Man United game because it was an absolutely ridiculous goal in that game. Yeah. But Liverpool Arsenal ends 5-5, and if you like scoring, my goodness. So there was an own goal at 6 minutes. Torreira had a goal at 19 minutes. Martinelli had two goals, 26 and 36. Arsenal's up 3-1. James Milner gets a penalty. It's 3-2 going into the break. Coming out of the break, Maitland-Niles scores for Arsenal. It's now 4-2. Oxlade-Chamberlain, ridiculous goal. And then Joe Willock of Arsenal, he scored in the 70th minute. Divock Origi scores in the 62nd and 94th minute. So it's pretty ridiculous. And then they go to the PKs and Liverpool wins 5-4 in penalties. But I don't want to say Klopp was trying to lose. I don't think Klopp cares about the Carabao Cup.
He wasn't trying to win. But he wasn't trying to win. You're right.
That's one of those where even in FIFA, like if you're not mad about getting bounced out of a tournament.
Simmed that game, and you don't go back if you lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of my FIFA adventures, Bobby Wood has cooled off quite a bit.
that is an evergreen statement there. Bobby Wood has cooled off quite a bit.
I've not had any FIFA adventures. I haven't picked up the game yet. But Call of Duty has been quite fun.
It looks interesting. I've never been a big fan of like Modern Warfare. I prefer the Call of Duty, like the World War II or like the. I think they had like a Vietnam one.
Yeah.
Like I liked those.
Chris likes them because he harkens him back to a simple. Well,
yeah, because
he knows the tactics.
Yeah, back when he was in the war.
I was one of the Marines in Iwo Jima.
What if he was in the background of one of the old Call of Duty games?
Oh my god, that's funny.
I compared my. My Call of Duty abilities, because it doesn't really change to, is it Chudari for Leicester that's been known to go in for like just...
Oh, I saw that tweet,
blistering tackles.
Well, he hurt Mo Salah. That's why Mo Salah didn't play in the Manchester United game.
Because that's literally my strategy in Call of Duty. I just run around. I have to be just like a complete chaos monster. Like, I have no skill in that game. I just run up on people and... Not to go deep into the Call of Duty, but I watched myself die on the final kill, which was so embarrassing because I shot a what are they called claymores?
Yep.
Like the so you see me walk into a room.
Oh no!
And you can even see me like aim at it and I shoot it and it blows up and you just see me like blow back. It was bad. I was like, hey, who's this boob? I was like, oh, that was me.
Nice job.
Embarrassing.
Nice
so
job.
The other game in the Carabao Cup that was of note. I mean, we're down to the final eight. And two of our teams are still alive. That would be myself and TV.
I am hoping.
I was stunned that we beat Wofford. I thought we were losing that game on penalty kicks for sure.
I hope that of the eight teams that are left, seven teams, not Liverpool, we don't get Everton and we don't get Man United. I don't care if they get Oxford United or Colchester and lose. To me, it means nothing. I don't care if they lose to City. They could lose to Villa. Doesn't matter. But if you get Everton or United, if you're Klopp...
You have to play.
You have to play your top lineup because losing to one of those in a cup would be... I don't want to say not easily... I'll just say not easily forgiven. He'd be forgiven for it, but it would take a couple days or so because people would be pretty angry. Mm-hmm. If they were to lose to one of those teams.
The Walcott hat trick coming soon.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And, you know, I swear, like, these things are so rigged, the draws. Like, you know City's going to get Colchester or Oxford. It's like they're not going to get Leicester. They're not going to get Man United.
You know Liverpool's getting someone from the 8th division.
No, yeah. I think I'm guessing they're going to get either United or Everton.
Austin Bold FC.
Yep.
They're going to get one of those two, Everton or United. I just have that feeling.
No, you won't.
Nah.
But let's play a little game. Can you guess what division Oxford United actually plays in?
Oh, man. They're in, like, what, the third division?
League two.
Oxford, if this thing loads. I don't know what the hell just happened. The computer crashed.
they were like, sir, you've looked up too much lower division information. you've reached your data limit.
Please get some help.
Recently, they've played Portsmouth, who I think is League One. So Oxford is League One.
Okay.
I was right.
Yeah.
Nice. Yep.
And I'm interesting. Their first round opponent in the FA Cup is Hayes and Yating United, which takes place on Sunday, November the 10th.
Oh no!
They got by Sunderland on penalties, so
yeah.
So that's kind of like a win for Newcastle, right? Because
not really.
Sunderland lost, and Colchester, they're the other remaining non.
Sunderland may have a chance to revive that rivalry with Newcastle
before.
So I think Colchester is also League One.
So we'll obviously, as we normally do, touch on the Premier League towards the end. But funny enough, so we're 10 matches into the Premier League, and Newcastle has two wins. They beat Spurs and they beat Man United.
That is a strange combo.
Listen to this, though. And I was like, you know, we have 6 goals on the season. And last year through 10 matches, 0 wins. They were absolutely winless. So...
improvement.
We're on the upswing. Well, we're on the upswing.
The good thing for you is the thrashing Southampton received at the hands of Leicester on Friday afternoon.
So bad, you moved
Newcastle out of relegation on goal differential.
Yeah, that's anytime goal differential can switch it that bad.
Well, yeah, I remember you texted me, and it was like 16 minutes in, and it's 3-0. We're like, "Yeah, TV, I think you're
safe." But it was not a sweat. I'll tell you that.
How about Vardy's hat trick? Did you see him celebrate?
I mean, I watched Patrick Maher, who we still need to get on this show. Basically, I rolled into studio once I saw the line on the game, and I just said, yo, it's Friday. Need to make some time pass. Do you want a Friday sweat? And he's like, heck yeah, I do. So we go out. We bet the game together. He just drops like 4 bills on it.
Really?
All because I said, hey, Leicester's only minus half a goal.
I can't believe you're giving out how much the guy bet on the game.
It works. Yeah. He works for
Veasan.
Oh, he's not sure. This dude's moved the line in a couple of MLS matches.
Wow. Because we're the only two betting network.
We're the only two knuckleheads betting on an MLS game on a Wednesday night. He walks in with 5 bills. He's like, yeah, I believe in this game. And I'm like, you're taking my pick, man. That's a bold strategy.
Speaking of MLS, playoffs going on down to the last 3 teams because last night there was a...
upset.
Semifinal upset. And actually, it looks like the...
it was quite lit.
Yeah.
Atlanta the second was game up is 1-0. Tonight. It's 1-1 right now in the 58th minute between Atlanta and Toronto. So by the time we go off the air or
the fight when we're done Michael recording, Bradley's.
That game may be done. Who are you pulling for? Atlanta or Toronto?
Atlanta, for sure. Not even close.
Yeah, got to root for Atlanta.
Yeah.
Shout out to Joseph Martinez, man. Really?
I mean, my problem is Atlanta is Atlanta's the team in America, but Toronto's the team with the American players, but Toronto's American players are trash, so
that's a valid point.
That's a good way to
And Atlanta has Ezekiel Barco.
Oh, so was there
poor man's Mauro Icardi?
I do kind of want to see Toronto win because then it will be the 3rd time in 4 years that Toronto and Seattle played in the final.
I was just able to put the game on in the studio. So
this is the strangest run of dominance ever, in any sports. Because this isn't like the Warriors and the Cavs where everyone just knew these were the two teams that were going to be in the finals for 5 straight years. No one saw this coming any of these years. There was 1 year where Seattle was like super dominant.
Then there was the other year. They were the worst team in the league.
Yeah. And then they climbed the table. And that was the year they won it.
Yeah.
I think it's funny that.
Or no.
LAFC.
They won it the year Toronto was amazing.
Yeah.
And Toronto won it the year Seattle was amazing.
That was peak MLS.
Oh, yeah. And now here they are. Seattle, they haven't been a dominant team, and yet they fluked their way into a 3rd finals appearance.
Did they fluke it, though? I mean, they kind of won convincingly last night.
Fluke is probably the wrong word. It's just they weren't the favorite.
They didn't dominate their way.
This wasn't a team that people were really pegging to go here, and yet they've done it again.
For either of you that are curious, currently at left back for Atlanta United is 1 Florentin Pogba.
Just an
FYI for that.
I'm kind of glad
playing in MLS next season for Miami.
Yeah,
I'm kind of glad that LAFC lost because it shut this guy up that I know who swears that
Bob Bradley.
No, it's not Bob Bradley who swears that LAFC could have hung in the Premier League.
No, he didn't. There's not a guy that says now, that.
He says they would not. He said they would not be relegated.
So I'll be candid with you.
I don't mean hang with the top six. I mean hang as in not get relegated.
Usually we don't say names of people. I think that guy needs to be aired out.
I won't. No, he would view that as a badge of honor.
Would he really?
Yes.
He said that LAFC would survive in the Premier League.
This guy also supports both Barcelona and Man United.
Oh, you mentioned this guy before.
Yes.
God. Oh, so, this guy so is his truly
takes
the worst.
His takes are a joke, but
that's an understatement.
He supports both Barcelona, Man United.
He probably supports both LA teams.
And he supports LAFC.
Yeah.
And he also, believe it or not, has a second favorite team in Spain.
Oh, I know.
How do you have two favorite teams in?
Well, one of them's bad though, wasn't it? Yeah, but is it Levante or something?
No, it's Celta Vigo.
Yeah,
but even if like
you can't have two favorite teams. Yeah, in the
like
same
like
league,
you can't
you just can't do it.
Like I don't have a second favorite team. Period.
I mean, I like
to watch other teams, and like when I was younger, I used to like Parma in the Italian Serie A. But
Parma.
Yeah, well, they came back.
Parma the city going strong. That's
Parma Heights. And they drew with Inter the other day.
But
the same day that I think it was Lecce drew with Juventus.
Weird wow. times.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a Jets fan, which is an awful existence. I don't recommend it.
Yeah, but you don't root for another team in the NFL.
Yeah, I do.
The Patriots.
The Raiders.
The Raiders?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I grew up a Raiders fan.
Well, how could you be a Jets fan, too?
Well, because basically what happened, my dad was a Raiders fan.
Okay.
And I grew up in a small town in New Jersey, 20 minutes from Manhattan. So Nutley, we had Jets season tickets.
Okay.
And so when I was in New Jersey.
You'd go to Jet games?
Yeah, but I was a diehard Raiders fan. My childhood room was painted silver with Raiders, with like a Raiders, not like a wallpaper.
Were you
all the way
with Jared Justice?
I was.
But like with a Raiders banner going all the way through it. Huge Raiders fan growing
up. Wow.
But then they were, for one, terrible.
Okay.
And two, I moved from New Jersey to California in eighth grade. Same year the Jets got Brett Favre, my favorite player of all time.
Ah.
And that kind of did it. I was like, I had already supported the Jets because we went to all these games. It's not like I'm not going to be a fan. So I'm a fan of both teams. I have family that roots for both
what
teams.
What do you do when they play each other?
Now I root for the Jets.
Okay.
Yeah.
How old were you? Because they do play each other this year, I think in a couple of weeks.
That's
MetLife.
That's not going to be a fun game though.
No.
How old were you when you moved from New Jersey?
I don't remember age.
You just said eighth grade, right?
Yeah, it was
so you're like, what, 13, 14?
Yeah, around there.
So you guys are probably close, because Chris and I were discussing, obviously the weather is taking a bit of a turn here in Vegas.
Oh, it just flipped a switch the last
and
couple
so
days.
I was, yeah. I was trying to figure out who has lived in cold temperatures the longest.
Me.
I think it's me.
No, I think it's Carson.
Because I was 24 when I moved here from Ohio.
And I was 18 when I moved from
eighth grade from New Jersey there, but then you went back for Syracuse. But I think that only gets you to like what 18, if that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and me,
you guys are probably the same. You guys are pretty much the same person.
I moved.
There's about 200 pounds of difference.
Yeah, that's true. TV is like a wet noodle over there.
Yeah,
but
Carson is like
a pot of noodles.
Both of you are like pots of noodles.
Yeah,
but I.
That was an interesting tackle.
I moved away when I was 18 and have not lived in a cold climate since.
Yeah, so I think I hold that badge. But
that had to have been offsides.
There's nobody worse.
Wow, what a save.
Like, I'm not somebody that's – I don't get overly cold, but there's nobody worse in cold climates than the guy that says – that wears shorts when it's really cold.
Oh, yeah,
and says my legs don't get cold because that's just – that is not true.
You know what?
It's scientifically is not correct.
I will tell you. I am that guy.
Are you really?
I am that
guy. Do you say that your legs don't get cold?
No, I.
Oh, that's fine then.
No, but I wear shorts and sweatshirt.
No. I have
it's
a
not
problem.
Fine.
I have a problem with the shorts in cold. Look, when I moved to California, I'd wear shorts longer than anyone else. But I wouldn't be saying like, oh, I'm just not cold. I would just be like, look, I grew up in a place colder than this. This isn't cold to me.
That's how I am
well,
here.
Yeah. No, see, for me, it's.
Chris is just a bad person.
No, like I'm wearing jeans today, but. I wear shorts because to me it's a lot more comfortable than wearing pants or jeans.
I don't disagree.
Fair. So, and again, like TV said, it's cold, but it's not bone chilling cold. I mean, like when I went to Sweden in January, it was like 15 degrees.
Yeah.
I got off the airplane, it was 15 degrees and it's snowing. I'm like, yeah, I'm glad I left my shorts at home. I'm not going to rock shorts in 15 degree weather in the snow, but here in Vegas.
Yeah,
I mean,
but there are the lunatics that do that just to do it.
I was going to say, they want people, they want people to say,
look at me, guy. Yeah, look at me.
Oh, my legs don't. Yeah, well, no, I'm not that guy. Like, man, that guy must have a package on him.
But I will wear shorts in I wore shorts yesterday.
Yeah, I wore shorts earlier
today. It wasn't as cold as it was today, but.
Yeah. Also, I apologize for all the sniffling I'm doing right now. I'm getting over a cold.
Well, that's okay.
Pine it in. I like that.
Yeah.
That's why I was late today, too, because I've just been, zapped after work.
He was sleepy-deepy.
Yeah.
But the my legs don't get cold guy is truly one of the worst individuals you can find.
I think he is, right? I mean, because there's a lot of bad people like that, but look at me guy is I think, the worst.
Yeah.
Like, look at me. Like, to me, Kanye is look at me guy.
I would say so.
And I think his music is trash, but.
First albums were absolutely.
Well, first two were fine.
No, first, three or four.
All right. I lost interest after the second one. I like the second one. I like the first one better. But
I just love the image of him with Taylor Swift at the 2009, the Grammys?
Yeah.
I love that image.
Oh, it was the
best. And someone just said, someone posted recently, and they go, one of these people will go on in 2019 to release a gospel album. Can you guess who it is? One.
Yeah, that's funny.
He was so way. Yeah, I'm gonna let you finish, but Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time, and then just shrugged and just walked away. That's the best.
And I don't agree with him that she had one of the
No,
it was to me. It was all right. So you
Taylor released a bomb video.
Taylor Swift. Like, look, I know she gets a lot of hate, but
undeserved hate.
I would say that. Undeserved. What has she done to deserve?
No, I don't. I don't hate her because of. Anything's. I just don't think her music's that good.
No, and that's fine. You don't have to think that. Yeah. But I mean,
I'm not somebody that specifically is picking out things to hate about Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I don't go out of my way to listen to her music either. But I'm not like, oh my god, that Taylor Swift, she's terrible.
Yeah. Speaking of the Kanye moment, I don't know why it kind of reminded me. We mentioned LAFC, so there was a bit of I wouldn't say a Twitter firestorm.
So wait. So I just got to ask you, what level in England? Could LAFC actually compete?
Championship.
You think they could compete for a title in championship?
No.
Because
Maybe not a title, but they could compete.
I'll be honest, the top three teams in championship are de facto Premier League teams.
Mm-hmm. I will say they would compete
Would they make the playoffs in championship, Thomas? No.
I think they could.
I think they're middle of the pack in championship.
I think they're bottom of the table in championship.
I think they're in the 10 to 15 range in the championship.
I don't know, but I have a slightly higher opinion of
MLS.
MLS as a whole. Like, I'm not saying any of those teams could go and even get relegated in the Premier League. Like, they would absolutely get destroyed there. But I feel like you could take the Atlantas, the LAs, and they could do a decent job.
I think they would beat some of the better teams in the championship, but I don't think as far as them competing
maybe
for
not,
a playoff
yeah, maybe
spot.
Maybe not consistent on a consistent basis.
They would be kind of like a
they could
Crystal Palaces in the Premier League. I think that would be them in the championship.
They could compete in a tournament. Like, they could beat teams in good
form. Yeah. One-off knockout,
But so I was going – so the LAFC, so after their win over LA Galaxy, their first ever of that variety – Sebastian Salazar for ESPN asks Bob Bradley if, essentially, did Carlos Vela step up in a big match? He played well, so Bob Bradley was disgusted by the question. He was like, are you serious? And then walked away. Didn't respond, thought it was a ridiculous question and left.
He pulled a Baker Mayfield.
That's what we're going to call it. So the question I didn't think was drastically inappropriate or stupid. Sebastian Salazar, a talented guy. And then Sebastian Salazar, in his own defense on Twitter, posted a transcript of a comment from Bob Bradley in January that directly said, when somebody asked about his previous performance in MLS, he did not step up in big games. We need him to be better in big games.
That's pretty funny.
That's why he asked the question. He didn't just think of that on the spot.
That's pretty funny.
And so everyone was like, what an idiot. Why would you ask that question? It's like, well, this is why. Because it was a direct quote from the gentleman that I asked about that. So
pretty good stuff.
Yeah, I would agree.
So does Seattle beat either of these two teams?
I think they beat Toronto.
It's impossible to say in MLS.
I think it really is. That's the best part of the league. Yeah. It is an unpredictable league.
It's anarchy.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say that Seattle would beat Toronto. I think Atlanta would beat Seattle.
Both the one seeds are out.
Well, that's good, though, isn't that? Like I think if you are...
Yeah, it's what makes, to me, it the most fun league.
It's also what makes Patrick Maher unstable for betting any sum of money on MLS matches.
Absolutely. I straight up told him, too. I was like, dude, this is you're better off going to the craps table.
Betting on MLS matches is similar to betting on NFL preseason matches.
Yeah.
Because it's just it's an absolute crapshoot.
You know, and the guys who know the that kind of think they
honestly
have the
betting
edge.
Betting on the NFL is also just as much of a crapshoot.
I've been brutal this year.
You're brutal every year.
I bet everybody's the Jets brutal this weekend year. Against Never, the Jaguars.
That was bad.
Well, you know, I figured the Jets were going to bounce back.
No.
They're done. They may not win another game this season. They may lose to Miami this weekend.
Oh, we have to lose to Miami twice for us not to win another game this
Which
season.
Which would be an impressive feat.
Well, you know what? Fitzpatrick may have a little Fitz magic this weekend. And
yeah, we are garbage. But that's not my point. And the NFL is the same way as MLS in terms of just pure unpredictability, but I love it.
Oh, yeah. It's what makes it interesting.
Yeah. I like the parody. Like, to me, parody is good.
That's why I don't get the people that complain. Look, it's not like it's terrible soccer. It's not like this is the rec game that I have to go to after this. And sweep, Lord, baby, Jesus, help me, God. I don't know how I'm going to get through that game tonight.
Well, I think we should go because maybe you'll take another ball off the face.
I think he's going to fall asleep
in goal. I did last week.
Oh, nice. Yes.
It was brutal.
I think he's a false.
Like my nose, that was the worst one that I've had because my nose still hurts.
Really?
Yeah.
Eesh.
I'm lucky I didn't break it. I think
it sounds like it. If it's still hurting a week later,
yeah.
Jeez.
That
really miserable to get through a cold when you can't scratch. Your
can't
nose.
Breathe. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
When you're like that.
Oh.
When you're going like that.
Yeah.
Brutal.
That's not pleasant. I haven't knock on.
You can't
whatever.
Blow it.
Is this wood?
It's bad.
Is that wood? Is this actual wood?
Yeah, I think so.
Knock on wood. I haven't had a legitimate cold in some time.
I've been working for a month straight, and then I had. People come into town for two straight weekends.
Adding the weather changing a bit.
Exactly. It was just too much.
It was a recipe for failure. But so we can transition. So speaking of the season that we're in the holiday season of Halloween tomorrow.
We've already discussed that my mom hates fun because she gave out raisins
Before
at Halloween.
Before we go into that, though, we're talking about food after this. So stay tuned if you're a food fan. But I told you guys.
The other half of this podcast.
Yeah, I told you guys
the
last
other football
week.
And food. By the way, we never told people where they can hear us.
No, if they know, they know. But well, we got for anyone that's interested.
Here's LB the Sports thing. Network. If you're listening to us, you know where you can find us.
Well, yeah LB Sports Network, Spotify,
BGN.FM, Shout the Roughneck Scarves,
Pocket Cast,
yeah.
Stitcher. Are we in Stitcher?
Yeah, we are on Stitcher. So I was at Walmart last week. I told you guys. I don't remember why. Now that I think about it, but and they have those. I'm sure there's a technical name for it. I certainly don't know it. But they have, like, the heating things up towards the cash registers.
Yeah, where they have,
like rotisserie chicken stuff like that.
Yeah, they have chicken sandwiches, I think, and
so
stuff like that.
And they've also recently, like, Nathan's hot dogs have featured there.
Really?
So how about this, though? That's not the good thing.
You know where you can get the best deal on Nathan's hot dogs in this town, though?
No.
South Point.
Really? I'm not a hot dog guy, but...
Neither am I, but $1.25 dog.
Oh, you can't beat that.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad.
They have the Nathan's fries, too?
Just the hot dogs.
Oh, okay.
So I'm looking... And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to grab. It was like noon on Saturday. So I'm like, I'm just going to grab. I was thinking a hot dog. Even though I'm not a big hot dog guy, it's a nice on-the-go snack.
Yeah.
And I stumbled across just an absolute gem. They have a small box of 10 pizza rolls. And they're already cooked.
I've seen those.
Yeah, and they're already cooked.
What is it, just the frozen pizza rolls?
Tocino's, yeah.
And you just chuck them in the microwave for a couple minutes?
No, these are already cooked.
So you can eat them in the car ride home.
Yeah, you eat them in the car ride home, and they're not scorching hot where they burn your mouth.
Oh, this is like a fat guy's dream.
$1.50. Wow.
I seriously, I was like, I'm going to grab a hot dog, and I saw that, and I was like, well, I'll be John Brown. I seriously did the hands on the hip, and I was like, well, I'm damn sure buying these. So that was,
nodding
that
your
was,
head up and down.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I walked out there with a smile on my face.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was, but no, so yeah, tomorrow, Halloween. Or today, whenever you're listening.
Yeah.
Or last week.
Yeah,
or last
week. If you're listening, yeah.
Or, yeah. Or somehow in 2 days, if you're in the past or the future, whichever way.
Yeah, by the way.
I'm honestly a little upset that we didn't record this show tomorrow. Because, like, I just want to believe that Chris is rolling into the office tomorrow in a Grimace outfit.
Oh, that'd be excellent. Well,
no, because we have a Golden Knights game tomorrow, which is why we could not record.
I'm aware, but I just want to believe that you're wearing a Grimace suit tomorrow.
I would not be wearing a Grimace suit. I hate to break it to you. So, Halloween.
Yeah.
Today, October the 30th, is National Candy Corn Day, which should be stricken from existence. You know,
first off, National Candy Corn Day should be November 1st because that is the day I'm going to get all of my candy corn.
Because it's like
on sale.
50% off.
Yeah. I ain't no fool.
Yeah, that's like me with Valentine's Day candy. I always load up on the candy hearts like 2 days after Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm. Why do you guys like both of those?
No, not the chalk things.
I love the chalk things.
I'm talking about like the hearts that are filled with chocolate.
Oh.
Yeah, not
that's
those.
Sad. That's sad to
that
eat
is
that.
Really sad.
Well, that's all right. The chocolate
Chris
has
watching,
no feelings.
Watching Daniel Sturridge score goals. Just eating chocolate.
Yeah, you know what?
You said the chocolate doesn't have feelings?
The chocolate doesn't have feelings. Someone needs. Oh, by the way, Toronto just scored.
Wow. The chocolate not having feelings is one of the most confusing things of it.
God, Brad's head heard. Is so big.
The chocolate doesn't care who eats it. Whether it's
gifted
by a loving husband to his wife or a
lonely
guy.
That's how it was intended.
It doesn't matter. The chocolate doesn't know that.
Oh, the chocolate knows, man.
Oh, this was bad. That was a goal. I thought that he was about to pass that ball off to the guy who was right, and he's like, nah, I'll just bang
it in. He's yelling and screaming. His arms are up in the air. He's like, come on.
I love when goalkeepers give up a goal
and
then
watch. He's yelling at his team and...
Yeah,
zero chance.
Not stopping that.
But the I can't get the image of Chris eating those.
Listen, I specifically look for ones that have the orange cream or the strawberry cream.
Oh, God, I hate
Jesus,
you.
Jesus,
because to me, those are such underrated Valentine's Day chocolates.
The you don't deserve to have a
narrator
Valentine
voice.
For that.
They're not. Yeah.
So yeah, I buy it the day after or 2 days after when those hearts
smart.
Are on sale.
That's smart business, but it's business.
Why? Yeah. It's chocolate.
Look, not all of us are married, Carson.
No,
listen.
That's true.
Some of us have to make up girlfriends that go to another country.
Yeah,
go to another school. Let's get it right.
Yeah, that I just.
By the way, she'll be here at Christmas time.
I don't believe you.
Allegedly.
I may have to bring her in just to...
Here's the thing. Then we're just going to argue that you paid someone. By the way, big moment for me last night. I got propositioned by my first Las Vegas escort.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah. Wait, she propositioned you or you propositioned her? Because I'm likely to believe the latter.
First off, F you.
Shout out to Brazilian Ronaldo.
No, I was the one who was propositioned. That was
quality. I was going to say, there's multiple soccer players that could have been shouted out there. Shout to Wayne Rooney.
Well, no, he likes the grandmas, though.
Hey, Thomas didn't say the age of the young
did
or
she,
not
did
young
she have
lady.
All of her teeth?
She did have all her teeth. Oh, I hope.
Fair enough.
I don't. Not
so,
my
wait,
problem.
Wait, wait, wait. So without naming the place it happened, what were you on the strip or?
Stratosphere.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was on Tinder.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
no.
She just messages me like,
so
hey, looking for a good
approach.
Time. And I'm like,
wait, so
no.
You were like, hey, MLS playoffs are on.
Wait, so you couldn't tell.
Oh, no, I could quickly tell what was going on.
Yeah. No, but by her pictures on Tinder? Because usually
not care.
So you just swipe right for everybody,
including Liverpool fans.
That's actually a true story.
Really? You swiped right? Wait, there's a single.
Oh, yeah,
Liverpool?
I think you mentioned that, didn't he?
I actually was trying to set her up with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Well, my girlfriend who goes to another school may not appreciate that, but.
No, this was like a long
time. Are we diving deep into Thomas's Tinder history?
Yeah, I want to find out.
This is a bold episode.
Oh, she's kind of cute. Wait, what does it say? LFC for life?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's Liverpool football.
Well, no, but what is her like name say?
No, that's not her name. That's her bio.
Yeah, but what does it say? It says LFC for
LYFE. I don't know. Why.
Oh boy, does she even live here?
Yeah,
she also goes to a different school.
So wait, did she text you back?
Boy.
Yeah, we talked for a little while.
And what
mostly
happened?
Mostly about Liverpool and Everton.
Nice.
So wait, did you tell her that?
I did tell her about you.
Is she American?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You had a conversation. Man, what did she say when you said, "Oh, I have this friend that I'd like to set you up"?
She was like, does he look like Grimace? Nah, I'm good.
I want to know how that conversation goes on Tinder, though, right? Like, mm-hmm. She's obviously looking to hook up with you, maybe.
This was such a dive. This is the most solid dive into the rabbit hole here.
Oh, man. That's
thank
low.
You. Thank you.
Man, you're like on fire with a Brazilian Ronaldo for TV being propositioned.
Who
was the one
who married the two women?
Ronaldinho.
It was Ronaldinho.
Oh, my God.
Major shout out to Ronaldinho.
You know who else juggling. Just did that? Yeah. You guys may not remember. Do you remember the wrestler Rob Van Dam?
Yeah.
He has a wife and girlfriend, apparently.
Nice.
No. What's nice about it? Why would you want two wives?
Hey, man. Get it how you live, I guess. No, I don't know, man.
I mean,
I have a buddy.
I've met RVD a few times. He's a pretty cool guy. But, man, I don't know if I would want that.
Shout out to my boy Ant, who recently had, I wouldn't say his childhood ruined, but he found out that, was it Yokozuna, that he was not actually Japanese?
Yeah, he was Hawaiian, I think.
He's from California. He was like, did you know Yokozuna's not Japanese?
I actually saw that guy at the airport here in town once, because I think he actually lived in Vegas.
Yeah.
And he had to be 500 pounds. Like, I don't think I've ever seen anyone as big as that
guy. Do you know the top, going back to Halloween, I'm still loving the image of Chris eating that candy heart. But
listen, the chocolate needs love, man.
That's just unbelievable. Like,
is it the chocolate that needs love or the most, Chris that needs love?
I feel like he's Moses Lack.
No, I mean, I was...
Yes.
Here's the thing,
Chris,
like,
is Moses Lack.
I'm not grouchy like Mo, and I don't...
You're not?
I don't have, like, violence.
This is news to me.
I don't have, like, violence mood swings.
I don't know, man. But yeah, can you guess the – or we don't even need to play a guessing game, but I have
do have to get to our guessing game soon.
We do.
Because I have this week's prediction.
But 538, which is a statistical website, has the top Halloween –
Nathan Silver, right? Is that who runs
Silver.
That? Yeah, Nate Silver.
Do you know why it's called 538?
No.
Because that is the number of representatives.
In the House.
In total. House and Senate.
I didn't know who Nate – I don't know who Nate Silver is.
He's a political – like – I don't want to say pundit, but he makes predictions based on trends and
numbers. Yeah. He's a political. Wouldn't even call him a pollster, but he brings
analytics to political and votes and stuff like that.
He's the Paul D. Podesta of
politics.
But then he also they also use their metrics for sports too.
So I've seen a lot of the sports. So they have the
because they use them on ESPN, I think, right?
They have the ultimate Halloween candy rankings.
Okay. As voted on, or is it per?
It just says win percentage, which I'm not sure exactly how there's
a win
percentage.
Maybe people who purchase it, I don't know.
Probably. So we won't guess all of them, but can you guess what's number one?
Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, yeah.
First off, candy corn. Yeah, it is Reese's peanut butter cups.
How about that?
Reese's. What's the difference between Reese's peanut butter cups and Reese's miniatures?
Because
that is number two.
The peanut butter cups are the full-size peanut butter.
Yeah, to me they count
the
as the same.
The gold wrapper, the mini
ones.
Yeah, that's the same thing. They shouldn't be one and two.
And then just to round out the top five, Twix, Kit Kat, and Snickers.
I would have guessed Kit Kat. I don't think I would have guessed Twix.
So what was your – are you guys falling in line with those rankings?
I'm fine with peanut butter cups.
When you were going to the houses back in the 20s?
Because we used to enjoy when we'd get peanut butter cups. A lot of people would give those out. A lot of people would give out big Snickers.
Chris, growing up during the Depression, they were actually just cups of peanut butter.
Yes.
Nice.
And with
peanut
apples.
Brittle.
Yeah. Peanut brittle. Break your teeth.
What is more likely to break your teeth, peanut brittle or candy apples?
Oh, God.
I think peanut brittle.
You know, I accidentally got a candy apple once.
You know, I went
at a fair.
How do you accidentally get it?
I thought it was one of the caramel apples. And then they handed it to me, and it was lollipop.
Yeah.
And I was like... Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I tried for like a minute, and I was like, yep.
I'm checking out.
And you get to the apple, and it's no good at that point.
Yeah, you don't want the apple. No. You just want what's on the outside.
Let me tell you, though. Stay away from now and laters.
Yeah, I typically, that's usually good.
I was on board with that
quote-unquote candy is really just rubber cement. True story, had a tooth pulled out by now and later.
Oh, no.
You know what? I broke a tooth on high chew.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
On high chew, your soft old man teeth can handle it.
Just disintegrated.
I was
like
a young guy.
It was like when Thanos snapped
his
fingers.
It was so bad that I actually had to have the tooth pulled.
That is awful.
Yeah.
Yikes.
But the now and later, like, fortunately, I was really young. It was still a baby tooth, but there was no tooth growing in. I had a space for a long time because it literally just sunk in, and then pulled the tooth straight out.
That's awful.
It was a painful experience.
Do you remember the flavor of Now and Later? It was grape or strawberry?
No.
No.
Wait, I just remember the pain.
Oh, yeah. Never mind.
We're good. We used to get, some people would give those out, right? Like they buy the bag of like generic kind of, because I would put Now and Later's in that kind of like generic.
Current and after.
Well, like who goes to the, like when you go to say I don't want to name any names. Okay. Go to the convenience store and you're looking down the candy aisle.
Never would I go for.
Yeah, who actually stops and says, you know what? I want Now and Later's for when I'm driving. Yeah. I mean,
shout out to Sugar Babies. Huge fan of Sugar Babies.
Really? I'm not on board with
it. So we were talking about chewy candies that can mess your teeth up. I'm a big Jujubes fan.
I like Jujubes.
Jujubes will mess you up.
Yeah, Jujubes, you're like,
don't they have like a licorice flavor though in Jujubes?
Do they? Hey. You just avoid that one.
Yeah. The yellow Jujubes is not good.
Butterfingers? I don't know why I still eat them.
Butterfinger was actually
I like Butterfinger.
I think they actually might be in the top 10.
I like them. It's just the process of eating them is not enjoyable.
Butterfinger number 10.
Just gets stuck on your teeth.
I saw someone today tweet out, a local radio host here in Las Vegas, also a television personality, so I won't mention names. But
Brent Musburger?
She tweeted out that Three Musketeers are the most overrated candy bar. Are you on board with that?
I hate Three Musketeers. So
no, I am a huge fan of the Three Musketeers.
I like Three Musketeers as well.
Drop it in the fridge for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm not on board with the Three Musketeers. It is a lot of nougat.
It's all
yeah.
nougat.
It's all nougat.
No, I feel like it didn't used to be. I feel like they changed something.
No, it's always been all nougat. But okay. like
Chris
to me,
would know, obviously, he's
Mounds is a terrible candy bar. Like Mounds is awful. And I like coconut. I like Almond Joy, though, because I like the little almond that they put in there.
No, I hate Mounds and Almond Joy.
The one I think is the worst, like as far as candy bars go, zero bar is atrocious.
I can't believe we're getting another Toronto versus Seattle.
Yeah, that is outstanding. So just another. So Three Musketeers is on this list at 12 for the Halloween candies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What is the top 10?
So top 10, I'm going to fly through these. Peanut Butter Cups, Reese's Miniatures, Twix, Kit Kat, Snickers, Reese's Pieces, Milky Way, Reese's Stuffed with Pieces. Peanut butter M&Ms and Butterfinger. A lot of peanut butter.
Yeah. Peanut butter and chocolate is good.
Of the top 10.
For the peanut allergy.
Well, Reese's is cleaning up.
3, 4, 5, 6.
Reese's is like the Southeast Conference of Halloween candy.
Yeah, I like
multiple teams in the top 10.
Yeah. I just like that you have Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Reese's Miniatures, Reese's Pieces, and then Reese's Stuffed with Pieces.
That sounds amazing, and I've never had those.
You can get on board with that. But
I'm not a huge peanut butter guy. I don't hate it, but I'm not a huge peanut butter guy.
See, I like peanut butter.
I'm the same way, but I'll eat a Reese's Pieces now.
I will as well.
Especially now that I no longer have a peanut allergy.
I'm not on board with three types of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups in the top 10, though.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's three different candies. The mini one I'll give you. But Reese's Pieces are unquestionably
No, Reese's
different.
Pieces
yeah.
are fine. I'm talking about the Reese's.
I'll give you Reese's versus minis.
How do you feel about Rolo being 17?
Rolo used to be good. It sucks now.
Yeah, I
Carmelo versus
that.
Rolo.
Caramello all day.
Is it Caramello? Divar?
Yeah.
Caramello, I'm just shouting out Carmelo. Shout out to Carmelo.
Shout out
Free
Carmelo.
Caramello.
And you know what's even better? The Cadbury English caramellos, because the caramel is a little more runny, so when you bite into it, it stretches a little more.
Is that good?
Oh, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
It sounds worse.
The big thing, the problem with Cadbury today is they were bought by Hershey's, and they're
sandbagging.
They are because
like,
they.
Damn, Cadbury, it took a real dive.
People prefer the English Cadbury to what was being manufactured in the States at Hershey in Pennsylvania. So what they did was they stopped importing Cadbury from England and Australia and only sell Cadbury made in Pennsylvania in the United States now. Which,
perfect tie-in. Mm-hmm. You know what else Hershey, Pennsylvania produced?
Uh-huh, yes.
A hat-trick scorer in the Premier League.
Hat-trick hero.
Man, that was the greatest moment.
That was one
ever.
Hell of a segue,
that
by the way.
That was phenomenal.
Yeah. I'm pretty talented.
We should pat ourselves on the back. Well, you should.
I mean,
pat
I was
going to
say, what the hell? You made the transition.
The transition was phenomenal, but the game was so great. I enjoyed every second of that, especially after our conversation last week.
Yeah. I couldn't believe it. Like, we were like, oh, Christian Pulisic scored. And then we're like, oh,
scored again.
Look at Guzan running back to the.
If Guzan scores, that would be unfortunate for everyone involved.
I'd like to see Toronto score with him out of the net. Like,
no,
that
I
would
want
be...
to see Guzan score. Goal. I'm always here. Oh!
Oh! He's going to come back up again.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
We're in the 92nd minute. Marty Smith now playing goalie for Toronto FC.
Why isn't it Alex Bono? Never mind. I know the answer to that.
Marty Smith was a solid call for anyone that gets that reference and can see Toronto FC's keeper right now, which is no one except for us.
I really want Guzan to score this goal.
I don't. That stupid Voldemort looking dude.
Worst U.S. goalkeeper ever, by the way.
That is not true. Okay, who's worse? Pretty true.
I mean, 100% true. About it. I mean, I'm sure they had guys in the 70s who were worse.
Oh, went over his head.
I thought that was going in.
No, but yeah, Pulisic, that was wild times, man.
Yeah. Yeah, because he hadn't played for a while. Then he plays in the Champions League midweek, sets up the winning goal for Arsenal, for Chelsea, I mean. Then he comes back on Saturday.
Does the thing.
Does his thing. 3 goals. For the American, only the second American player to get a hat trick in the Premier League. Do you know the first?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think TV does. TV, do you?
Yeah, he's got to know.
Yeah, that's Clint.
Yeah.
Nice. Shout out to Clint
Dempsey. I mean, it wasn't Brian McBride or...
DeAndre Yedlin.
If DeAndre Yedlin ever scored a hat trick in the Premier League,
Reem goal. Hat trick coming soon.
Wait, he's not in the Premier League anymore, is he?
No, he's in the Championship.
Fulham, yeah.
Tim Ream.
Yeah, boo. So you mentioned Arsenal. I think that's another decent transition.
Yeah,
Arsenal's been going through some things.
Going through a rough patch.
Yeah, and Arsenal Fan TV was pretty funny.
Oh, Arsenal Fan TV is always a treasure.
Like they get that guy Troops and poor Robbie, right? Because Robbie is the guy who's the host.
Fam.
Yeah, and he brings all these crazy. And you know what? You have to admire the passion that these people have, despite the fact that a lot of times they have.
Arsenal Fan TV is by far a better watch than any actual Arsenal game.
I disagree. I think Arsenal's a lot of fun to watch.
I think Arsenal Fan TV is just that fun to watch.
But they were
especially the final year of Wenger.
Oh yeah.
They should have won an Oscar.
They were up 2-0 against Crystal Palace. They ended up drawing the match 2-2. Probably should have won it. I'm not sure about that VAR decision.
Yeah,
but. In the course of that match, I think it was like the 60th minute or so.
Right around there.
Granit Xhaka, who my one friend who also likes Newcastle,
nice.
Says is the worst signing in the history of the Premier League.
That's a pretty bold statement.
Well, I mean, the worst signing that I can think of off the top of my head.
Well, I mean, it's that.
It's not the worst Chelsea sign. Lukaku. I know Chelsea
Arsenal.
Is a completely different team.
Arsenal,
I know.
Yeah, but it's the fact that how much they paid for him. Combined with the fact that he's just not good. And he's the captain. He's the captain.
So
he gets pulled off.
Yeah.
And as he's heading to the locker room, he's
booed
by the fans. Because
and not like by a section of the fans.
Like the entire stadium boos him. And as he's walking to the locker room, he mumbles, or I guess he didn't mumble because people heard him say, well,
F off.
F off, yeah.
And he didn't go to the bench.
No.
He departed, took off his jersey.
And, like, you hear in the Arsenal Fan TV, like, that's not a captain. That's not what a captain does.
No.
And he didn't play today against Liverpool in their Carabao Cup match. It's going to be interesting to see what...
If he plays...
Well, Arsenal plays Wolves on Saturday. I would say it's a pretty big match for Wolves.
Toronto FC won, by the way.
Wow. Yes.
But the... Yeah, that was wild times, man.
Like, I've never seen anything like that.
No, not with a captain.
No, I mean, like, maybe a guy who is, you know, just a disgruntled guy, but captains should be showing some composure. Definitely should
not be. I'm still laughing the fans that they booed him.
That is pretty awesome.
You know,
how do you feel about fans booing a home player?
I will say this.
Was it at the Emirates?
Yes, it was. I think so.
I think so, too, but
well, how do you feel about booing a home player? Well, for that amount of boos...
Yeah.
That match was at Emirates, yes.
So what's your plan to save Arsenal?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
You have to say yours. You came up with it first.
Let me finish this, though.
All right.
I'm fine with people who pay. I take an issue with you boo a college kid.
Okay.
Like, to me, you don't go to college games and boo college kids. Mm-hmm. To me, that's
those kids. High school.
Or
yeah,
oh, that's even worse. Yeah,
for that.
like college kids look like they're on scholarship. They're students. None of them almost in
That, some of them are getting paid. And Everyone at Duke is getting paid.
The point is, very few of them are going pro. Like, right? You go to a UNLV hoops game, there's not one guy. Yeah. So this is pretty much the pinnacle for them, unless they go play in Europe.
Yeah.
I think you're a schmuck if you boo those guys. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sorry. I just think you're a jerk if you boo college kids. Now,
Chris only goes to U10 games for booing.
Yeah. Now, as far as professionals, if I pay money, my hard-earned money, and you are making the amount of money that these guys are, you have to be able to take the criticism and the boos. So, like,
granted, Shaka, not so much.
Yeah, like, bro, they paid a lot of money for you to come to play for Arsenal, one of the most prestigious clubs in all of England.
When he's the opposite right now. So Mesut Ozil is not featuring much.
He played today.
Yeah, with, amongst the group of teenagers, Mesut Ozil, former World Cup champion.
Yeah.
But
By the way, he's kind of strange looking, isn't he?
Like, yeah, have you ever seen him kick the bubble gum?
No.
He'll be chewing bubble gum, and he spits it out and juggles it, and then kicks up, catches it, and eats it again.
That's interesting.
That's bizarre.
Yeah. Shout out to Mesut Ozil. But, he's like the opposite. Now everyone, because he's not really in the first team squad or first choice squad, so now everyone's like, no, we want Ozil back. So, yeah, that's an interesting one.
So what's your plan to fix Arsenal?
Jose.
Okay, we had different plans.
Oh.
I saw your plan, though. That would be hilarious.
I think so. Did he say it directly?
Yeah.
I think Jose Mourinho said directly, rebuilding Arsenal would be something he would enjoy. I think there's
only one real answer. Yeah, but the problem is they don't have any defensive players. That's a team.
You can't play Mourinho ball.
When you don't have
no defensive players.
Well, it's simple. Step one, sign Mourinho. Step two,
sign defenders. Pogba.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I'm down for it. What was your plan, though?
Well, there's only one answer. Winger in.
Oh, excellent.
You know what? That would be awesome. I think, honestly, if I was an Arsenal fan, I would not be 100% against that.
Yeah, bring him back. Why not?
I mean,
it's been enough years now. He'll be like Grover Cleveland. Like, he was president, then he wasn't, and then he was again.
Yeah, major shout out to Grover Cleveland.
Yes, we realize he sucked, but you know what? The guy who came in after Grover Cleveland sucked more, so we're going. Like
Grover Cleveland's second inaugural,
by the way, from New Jersey,
address, the background Cleveland. Was Mama Said Knock You Out, just on repeat. Don't call it a comeback.
You know you've hit it big when there's a rest stop on the New Jersey Turnpike named after you. Vince Lombardi, Grover Cleveland.
Diamond Dallas Page.
He doesn't have one, surprisingly. He should.
Absolutely.
No Jersey Shore, Alan Alda. The
Diamond Cutter.
So before we get out of here.
Alan Alda, that's a good one.
Yeah, from MASH.
Before we get out of here, second installment of our new weekly segment.
Yeah.
I have my guess. After another week of extensive research.
By the way, Alfonso Ortiz is in on this, by the way. He's all in, yeah.
Shout out.
Shout out to Alfonso.
All right. My prediction this week. Carson is a janitor at a prestigious university where at night he walks into the math classroom and he solves complex equations when no one notices.
You like apples.
It's kind of like A Beautiful Mind. Like, right? Like your Russell Crowe.
That was not A Beautiful Mind. It's Good Will Hunting.
Come on.
No.
It's Good Will Hunting.
That's literally the movie. Good Lord,
how
man.
How did you not get this?
Because I have.
Shout out to Ben Affleck.
Because I loathe the city of Boston. And anything related to Boston, so anything
shout out to
the like
movie,
that,
The Town.
Yes, I cross. I block that out of my mind.
What about Ted?
No, Tom Brady's in that movie. No.
Ted too. Not the first one. He wasn't in the first one.
He was in the second one.
That's fair.
Therefore, the first one gets blocked out.
Okay. Ted too,
by association.
Was straight up. So
yes,
horrible.
By association.
Yeah.
By association.
I saw that on a date and never heard back from the girl. We walked in
and like, I'm sorry about that. For you.
See, it's the curse of Tom Brady.
Just a handshake and take it easy.
Yep, we're good here.
So speaking of another weekly installment, you know what it's time for.
Yes, so what's our rule?
West Ham and Burnley. We're getting close to the matchup between them.
Yes, we are. Well, this week, Burnley will be playing.
The Chris Magnum Chapman Game of the Week of the Year is going to be that one.
Yeah. Yes. They're coming close, but Burnley right now currently sitting in 13th in the Premier League.
Perfect.
They are taking on surprising 8th place team in the Premier League.
Sheffield United.
I'll allow it. That is sufficiently terrible.
That match is, I think it's at Turf Moor.
I always hope it's the 4 a.m. game, too.
Yeah. No, it's an 8 a.m. game.
Wait, what time is Burnley West Ham. That game is actually
at Sheffield United. So,
Shout out to the Blades.
Sheffield's been much better than any of us thought.
Yeah, because I think I thought they were going to get relegated.
I think all of us thought they were going to get relegated.
Have they beaten Liverpool? No, of course not. No. Liverpool hasn't lost.
They beat them 1-0. Liverpool beat them 1-0 at
Sheffield. Was the game they actually came close, right?
Yeah, they played them well. I mean, yeah. Sheffield defensively is pretty solid.
Mm-hmm. That match, by the way, the one next week is at 7 a.m.
Oh, 7, 8, wait, so that could be... Oh, this week, because of the time change, right? They did the time change in England, but they didn't do the time change in the U.S. yet. Oh, yeah, we get an
extra hour this week, huh?
Yeah, so
we get the extra hour?
Yeah, the game started an hour later.
I hate this time change. Like, first off, we got to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Because granted, yes, we get an extra hour of sleep, but then for the rest of the winter, we're all morbidly depressed when the sun sets in Vegas at 4:30.
Well, you know, and that's the crazy thing. Again, I've referenced my Sweden trip. They leave their Christmas lights up outside. Like, I stayed in an apartment, and they had, like, this big courtyard covered in snow, of course. I never saw the grass.
Yeah.
But they have, like, these big pine trees, and they're all covered in Christmas lights. And it was the end of January, and I asked the person. I said, well, why are they still – and her response was because it gets so depressing in the winter because it's so cold and dark
that we
keep them on because it brings people cheeriness. And – January 13th apparently is the day everybody in Sweden takes down their Christmas tree.
Weird.
Like, there's some kind of significance to that. They'll leave the decorations up, but the tree comes down on January 13th.
So there was a...
So Zlatan takes down his tree on the 13th of January.
Yeah, there was a guy, I tweeted it yesterday.
Zlatan doesn't have a tree. Zlatan just has a giant cardboard cutout of Zlatan.
He puts the mistletoe over the cardboard cutout of Zlatan.
He's the star. So.
Man, I enjoyed watching them lose,
but
then watching LAFC lose the next
week. There's a guy I'm getting Chinese food yesterday. We can kind of wrap up a bit on this, and mind you, it's 5 o'clock, 5:05, 5 o'clock, right in that range. And some dude walks in. He's like, "Hey, can I get the lunch special?"
No,
it's like this. And the lady who didn't speak very good English said, "It's nighttime." And the guy was like, "Okay, what? Let me order something else." I was like, dude, well, come on, man.
It's like the psychos who order McDonald's breakfast at 3 p.m.
Yeah, like, come on.
Like,
I half expected Chris to rise to the
defense. No,
Don't you slander the McRib.
No, I am strictly.
I know one guy.
Like, if it's after, like, 10:30, I am not going with Egg McMuffin. I'm sorry.
Chris and I know one guy who gets, like, bulk orders the McRib.
Oh, yeah, you told me about this. Yeah.
No, I don't like I'm not crazy about it.
No, we know one guy who does this. Yeah.
Is it Jared Justice?
No, it's not Jared.
Okay.
That seems about right. Jared looks like he makes McRibs.
Yes.
He just pulls them out of his own ribs.
Yeah, he makes his own from home.
Yes. His homemade barbecue sauce. And
I still can't get over the fact that Toronto, look at the empty stadium that they get to hoist the trophy.
No, not Jozy Altidore talking to Brad Guzan.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Does Jozy Altidore have braids? Did I see cornrows?
I mean, it's not
like he's playing, so he can get whatever hairstyle he wants.
Josie got his groove back.
Why are they getting a trophy for winning the conference?
Everybody gets a trophy for winning. You get a pennant in baseball. You get a trophy in football.
If you guys win the Carabao Cup, you get a trophy. Yeah, so I don't want to hear anything.
That's true.
I don't want to hear anything out of you.
Well, there's only two guys in this room whose team could win the Carabao Cup. So
let's be real.
I consider
there's
that
no
more
one
of
in
a
this
punishment.
Room who's winning the Carabao Cup.
Oh. City's going to win the Carabao
Cup.
Well,
we have to close up. Go ahead and bring up the J League results from the weekend.
Oh, that's yes, where we're closing. Yes,
our closing every week is the J League. That's how we bring it to an end.
All right, so let's see. So I think I've kind of determined who my team is.
I think you have to.
It's going to be Shonan Belmar. Okay. That's my team because of Nakata. By the way, speaking of Alfonso.
Are they the ones with the whale?
No, that's Nagoya Grampus.
You're
lost.
Grampus, yeah. All right, I'm
Grampus
all,
lost to Vagata Sendai. Mm-hmm. So lost to Sendai. Let's see what.
Where is Vissel Kobe on the standings, by the way?
They're probably pretty high up because I think they're pretty good, but they lost to FC Tokyo.
They have Iniesta and David Villa.
Yes. No, they have.
Koscielny? No, Podolski.
Podolski, Lucas Podolski.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're not good. They lost 3-1
to
Tokyo.
Well, they're also 50. Each player was
But it's the J League. My team, Shonan Belmar, they lost to Yokohama.
Good.
F. Marinos. So right now.
I thought you were saying F. Mourinho. I was like, okay, weird to relate
not,
this to the J League.
Not good.
But okay.
Shonan Belmar has fallen into
relegation zone.
Yeah, 16th place. Now, Japan has a playoff, so they'll play the...
What about TV's team?
How are my Reds doing?
The Red Stars. Is it Red Star?
Red Diamonds.
Urawa Reds, they are in ninth.
Yeah!
Okay. So where's Grampus?
Grampus is... where is Nagoya? Oh, 14th. So the relegation battle between Shonan Bellmare, Seigen Tosu, Nagoya... Grampus is in
both
full effect.
All teams I enjoy are just battling relegation. It's like a requirement,
right? Like they have to be in relegation. Kashima Antlers right now, they are tied with FC Tokyo. Yokohama Marinos are only a point back.
I'm surprised that's not your favorite team. Oh, right. You're a closeted Mourinho fan. Never mind. You won't be a fan of the F Mourinho.
The other thing is that Yokohama is a city where the girl who goes to another school lives. So
nice.
Yeah, sure. You just pulled that because of the Chelsea sponsorship.
No.
He saw a motorcycle and was like, ah.
No, I mean, Yokohama is where she lives, so.
What's your name? Jones Ollie?
Nice.
I will find a way for the two of you clowns to meet her when she comes.
We're still not going to believe it. We're just going to say that you found an actor.
An actor? My goodness.
We're in Vegas, man.
Yeah.
It's true. Hey, at least I'm not propositioning... Working women the there.
Let's be clear, that's not Brazilian the way Ronaldo.
Yeah, we know Brazilian Ronaldo. Brazilian Bert and Ernie.
Weird.
All right, that's going to do it for us.
That was a good episode.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Have a good Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween.
If you're listening tonight.
Are you doing any dressing up tomorrow?
I was Andy Carroll over the weekend.
I like it.
How did that go? Did anybody not?
People were pretty displeased by my effort.
Yeah, it sounds about right. Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Yeah. It was understandable.
Mm-hmm. Did you wear the sliders?
No, soccer spikes. Okay. You should have been Fabio.
That's not a bad call. Yeah. With the bird.
Oh, that was great. You know that story, right, TV? Oh, Fabio. On the roller coaster.
He's got the Golden Knights game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's going to be Grimace.
Yes.
Yeah. Just being himself.
Yeah.
Yes. By the way, speaking of the Golden Knights, William Karlsson of the Golden Knights, very disappointed that LA Galaxy lost.
We need to bring him on the show.
He did not like the defense. He was very unhappy with the...
Yeah.
He called it unorganized.
LA Galaxy.
Yes. Yeah. Well, he's a big Zlatan guy, so he thinks Zlatan's going to Napoli.
I could see it. Any dressing up for you, TV?
I'm going to be Brent Musburger.
Oh, that's a good way to kiss the boss's ass. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good weekend, everybody.